Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Heard around the world on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis, with Blue and Joe Grande.
Hello, welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101. Make sure you check out the website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis, with so many great articles and blogs on the site to check out. It's actually, in my opinion, kind of player and dope, so make sure you go check it out, for real. You got to do it. So many things on there. Call us up anytime, 1-800-420-1980. All right, Jen, you ain't listened to the show long enough to step in, but that's one check mark. I'm going to see how many check marks you get, okay? So you didn't do your homework to step up here. Check out the IG pages at Cannabis Talk 101. Blue is at 1, Christopher Wrights, and I am at Joe Grande 52. You see, I'm going to go hard on her. You see that? Okay, good. I got to remind everybody out there about Advanced Nutrients. They got a complete growing system for cannabis that optimizes all phases and cycles, you guys, to bring your crops to their true genetics. And you want to see this because their true genetic potential is going to be amazing when you can see what your plant can do. I see one plant do a flip that was growing. I'm just kidding. One plant started walking. I'm just kidding. Go to advancednutrients.com for more information right there. You hear the little giggle right there. Blue didn't turn into a girl. Not at all. If you're watching on YouTube, you know he didn't turn into this. Jennifer is up here hosting with me. Jennifer and I were talking outside. Jennifer, say hello to everybody. Please welcome to
Cannabis
Talk 101.
What's up, everybody? Cannabis Talk 101.
So
what's going on?
Jennifer and I were talking outside. Jennifer has an extensive background in entertainment. That all being said, Jennifer, I'm not going to give you too much time right now because Jason and Richie are going to either smoke too many blunts up here and we're not going to be able to talk to them. But I do want to make sure that I acknowledge
that
the fact that I do want to get you a proper intro, but thank you for filling in for Blue right now.
I appreciate it.
No doubt. It's good to have you here. What's your social media? As you're an artist and all these great social media influencer and everything else, what is your social media, Jennifer?
So my social media is at Jennifer Tapiero. Also, you can find me on all music platforms at JTAP, J-T-A-P. I appreciate you, Joe, for having me here.
Well, no, and this is just new and different because literally we were talking outside, and I know your history with hosting radio shows and doing this and seeing you do interviews and this and that. And folks, I've seen her do some YouTube stuff and watched her fucking 12-minute reel. And that being said, I joke because it's a long reel, but I watched it all, and I normally never watch somebody's full reel. And then we were talking, and this was so organic. I said, why don't you come up? Because I really heard a lot of bad things about Jason and Richie, and I fucking don't.
He's like, I need some help.
You know what I'm saying? No. But Jason, this is what really happened, right? And so then I was like, Blue's not here. And I go, why don't I give these cats some eye candy to look at on top of an intelligent, smart, fucking beautiful, well-scripted young lady that's has the gift of gab. So that's the reason why I'm going to start now this intro with Jason and Richie. Who is Jason McKnight, folks?
Who
the
is
CEO
Jason?
Say that again.
Who is Jason?
I'm going to tell you. And not only do you get to see him up here, folks, but he's the CEO of Green Label RX. We're going to get to that, too. And now you're going to wonder, who's the other cat? Richie DeFelice.
Who is he?
DeFelice.
DeFelice.
DeFelice. Orale, pues. I'm Italian, even though I look like a cabron.
Half Bolivian.
Ooh, there it is. It's hard on the streets of East Los to look like that. He's the CEO, though, of Richie Rich Flower by Green Label RX. Now, Green Label RX, you guys, is one of Southern California's leading cannabis mobile dispensaries. They're cultivators and manufacturers that aim to remove the negative stigma surrounding cannabis, as well as highlight their social equity programs through research and health disease advocacy. Now, I love hearing that stuff about your guys' company without even knowing who you guys are. They strongly believe that every legal patient should have safe and discreet access to quality medical cannabis. Now, Jason McKnight, not only does he sound like a big singer that he's going to be performing on stage somewhere of Green Label RX, is the man responsible for the various collaborations on products with many notable people, such as hip-hop artist Problem, LA radio legend DJ Charisma, who I may or may not have worked with, and many more, okay? Now, Richie Rich Flower is a premium five-star cannabis flower company and state-licensed compliant cannabis lounge, which sounds just so player, especially when you fucking throw in it's conveniently located in the LA area at the Pinky Up Pinky's retail store in where? The Valley. Woodland Hills, folks. You know how we do it, representing the 818, where it feels so great and it gets hot and clammy, but you know how we get down over there? Richie Rich Flower, they make it player and plush. If you're hot outside, you're going to be nice and cold when you come into Woodland Hills. Because Richie Rich Flowers provides its guests with a safe and comfortable environment to consume cannabis, which you need that out there. Not only are you going to look at the old shops and all the porn stuff, go over there to Woodland Hills and bounce into the next city and sit back and smoke one. If you know the area, you know what I'm talking about. Their products launch will take place this Saturday, August 6th, as we say this story here live in real time. That's what it is. Whenever you're listening to it, that's when they launched. At the Tacos Way Cantina. You know I love it's going down at a Tacos Way. First off, that's a good thing. You know I'm waistline connected. I always like to go to somewhere we could eat at. And that's going down from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Taco Way with this big thing. So welcome to the show, guys. I think Jason and Richie, what you guys are doing over there, why you're doing it is fucking big. Give them a round of applause, folks, for making it here. Woo! To Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome.
As they get to smoke, and Jennifer's here with us.
Right.
On the table. So, Jason and Richie, how do you guys, first off, come together like this? We got the CEO of Green Label RX and the CEO of Richie Rich Flower Green Label RX. How does the two come together?
Well, you want to know how we met?
Well, yeah.
First okay. of all, shout out Duh. Cannabis Talk 101. Thank you for having us here today. We appreciate it, man. We're homies. We're friends. Yeah. We've been friends for over 20 years.
20 years.
So it's not something that just happened. It's something that's been happening. And that's really where it started 20 years
and
ago.
And that's how it started, the relationship. You guys yeah. are boys, grew up in the yep. same area. Where'd you guys grow up?
San Fernando Valley.
Oh, so in the 818. How did we not cross paths more? Did you guys were too young when I was on the radio station to come hang out or something? You guys been in the
Man,
game
we were
for a minute.
Trouble
Man, we're
too
much trouble. You know, we're out here doing our thing. So I don't know if we could. At that time, I wasn't going to be on the radio talking about it. I tell you that much.
Right, yeah. right, right. Or going to events. So now you guys get this company. So how does it even start off? Started off with Jason McKnight, CEO of Green Label RX. How do you come up with this company? Where does it come from?
We started in 2006. That was the time that we were like, yo, we're going to do a cannabis business. This was the beginning. Prop 215. Here in LA, they were giving out licensing for people that wanted to start a collective. And that was the beginning. That's where we really started the process of developing the brand Green Label RX. It's obviously changed quite a few times over the years, just like any other cannabis movement. We've kind of gone with the waves, the good and the bad. But now, I mean, we're social equity. Shout out to all the social equity applicants throughout the state. Taken
and when,
the brand.
When you say that we're social equity, Jason, for
well,
someone listening,
I'm a convicted felon.
Thank you. That's what I mean. Explain to them what that means. What you had
offenses.
To go through. How much yeah. time did you do? Like, let's elaborate on that. As people think, oh, social equity program. This gentleman had to serve time for what he's now selling legally.
Yes.
So give us that good story.
So, long story short, we were raided back in 2015. towards the end, right before Prop 2, whatever the new 64 is, came to actually take place. We had a delivery service at that time, and the raid took place. We had multiple grows. We were trying to do things compliantly, but at the end of the day, our friends, you know, they didn't agree with what we were doing.
The BCC?
Oh, I wish it was the BCC.
Oh, you wish? It was the FED.
I'm talking about the Los Angeles County Sheriff's.
The LAPD? Okay.
Those homies. But yeah, they came through. They basically tried to, you know, ruin our lives at that time. You know, I had my children taken from me.
Sorry to hear that, brother.
We had the whole family go down, me and my brothers, their children as well. But we fought. We fought that case. I was charged originally with 43 felonies. We were able to get it down to 9, if that's even a good thing.
Sounds like a good thing in my Mexican math.
It was
43 or 9 counts against me. I'll take the 9.
I was sentenced to 4.5 years. I ended up doing a year and was able to come home. But it, you know,
where'd you go?
I did my whole year in LA County.
Wow.
So you know,
for what that's worth, okay. Yeah,
that's like 10 years.
But if you know. But we did that.
Hey, you met a lot of cats on these streets right now. You're solid on these streets right now from that visit.
10 toes down.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
But from there, you know.
How funny, though, that time, though, really. Let's just go for there for a second. Because that really laid some concrete of what you're doing right now, too. I'm sure there's probably a few connects of like, oh, man.
It ain't that way. I wish it
helping? Was. Helping? Nobody helping? Nobody helping?
It's a different world in there, man. There ain't nothing good
not
about
even
it.
A good solid plug that came out of it?
Let me tell you how it works. You know, when you're in there, you ain't really trying to do business with those people.
But maybe they have a nice, solid plug, though.
I am the plug.
Exactly, right. There you go. You know, so you're out. You get it done.
Yeah. So we get out. Blessed. I have an amazing wife. She held it down. She could, you know, she took 3 felonies with me.
Soldier.
But at the same time, they introduced the social equity program here in L.A. And I was able to actually apply for the license. Right before I went to trial. And God willing, and God blessed us, we were able to get the license. And, you know, my wife handled it from there. And by the time I got home, I had a building, and we were right back at it.
Wow.
Dude, to think, Jason, you went in to serve X amount of years to only serve, not, and I say only, one.
When we went in, we didn't know we were going to get 1. We thought we were doing 4.5. I thought I was being sent to state prison. Just waiting for that line, and you know, it sometimes it doesn't work that way because of the politics of jail. You know, they don't have space for everyone. We're nonviolent.
Cannabis only.
Yeah, I was nonviolent. Yeah. Never been in trouble in my life before that, so it was a big deal. But we're strong, man. We're really about it. We're about the culture. We've been through it when a lot of people, they don't even understand what we've been through.
And you know what? And it's just funny because, as you just said, what you went through was horrible in hell, and now this is your career.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? And it just goes what I always like to think about spiritually in life. The worst things that we go through sometimes can not necessarily not only be the worst things, but they could be what's setting us up for the biggest blessings.
In this case, it is. You know, this is what we dreamed about doing from day one. That's why we were doing what we were doing.
Exactly. Now you're doing it all legally because of
but,
that.
But, you know, sometimes your worst day can turn into your best day.
And your hard work, Jason, that the McKnights had to go through, it is what Green Label folks, RX, when you look at that brand, that story is what you're looking at that represents that brand. Like, they went to fucking jail. We're going to go to prison to try to bring medicine
for a plant
people.
That heals.
Yeah, and you know what? They went to prison for it, or jail for it, to trying to help people like you listening going, I want to smoke a brand. Well, guess what Green Label RX is? That brand that did that.
Yeah.
And to me, dog, that's big. Because that right there, it doesn't matter what terp she did. All that stuff's great and fine, and I'm sure we could ask and talk. But your story, the why of what you've done to really be, to help people, because this planet is what you just said. You put all this out there to help folks. And that's what you're doing. And your struggle and your trial and tribulations that you and your wife went through is commended and is respected. And I applaud you and your wife and salute you guys for this movement and say, you guys are the type of people, and hence you're being
rewarded now with the social equity program fucking stamp after serving a fucking year in prison, and now your wife has three felonies on the records. There's that, but, you know, now you guys are living through it, and I just say thank you, dog, for going through that hell, not ending your life and thinking this is the worst thing ever, and coming out and now providing patients with your beautiful product. So thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, seriously, thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, I mean,
it's real.
I want to share my story because I'm not the only one that's gone through this. There's a lot of people out here that want this, want what I have now, and they're not able to have that opportunity. So to be here today to let people know that we're still fighting the fight, you know? It's not what people think it is. It's still a fight every day to be a cannabis company.
Well, and it's not like you just started this company overnight. Like some people may, oh, who's this dude with the cannabis company now? Oh, you got a legal license, Brian.
Yeah,
you ain't got
any
shit to do, nothing to do it. Some people just can think that, though. You know what I mean? Oh, look at this guy pops up with a new company doing his thing. Some cats don't understand the struggle, so I'm so glad to hear your story, Jay. That was dope.
Appreciate that.
No, but and it's just so crazy to think what so many people go through. And don't get it twisted, folks. Not everybody has to have. There's so many businessmen that I'm so cool with that owned fucking houses and then got into the cannabis game. God bless you. That story's good, too. I'm not mad at it. You know what I mean? You don't have to be a social equity program to do that. But your story, as for Jason McKnight, that shit's dope to hear because now you're doing the right things.
We're trying.
No, you're doing it, brother. CEO of Green Label RX. When we come back, Richie DeFelice. We're going to hear his story. It's Richie Cannabis Rich. Talk 101. You guys, I got to remind everybody about the big concert going down in Atlanta.
What's
you guys
down?
Coming down there? Are you guys going to be out there?
You coming out?
We're going to pull up for sure.
Pull up.
I mean, Burning Trees Festival, it's going to be big. I mean, Rick Ross, Ludacris, Busta Rhymes, Draco. Mobb Deep, Havoc from there, Corrupt, Young Gotti. All live on stage August 27th at the Adelanto Plaza and Event Center. Plus, we got the World Series of Cannabis presented by CanX, iHeartRadio's Cannabis Talk 101, Game Day, Green Holdings Group, the company dues. Make sure you pay them right there. And the Blacklist Weed Maps for tickets. Go to CanXS.com. That's CanNexus.com. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
You guys, turn your typical into something special. Now, when it comes to infused products, the flavor you taste should be just as enjoyable as the feeling that you experience. And when it comes to enjoyable experience, visit the website, loranoils.com, L-O-R-A-N-N-O-I-L-S.com. I'm smiling right now when I say that because Pitt, you're the only one that knows why I'm smiling right now. I mean, those products that we just tried on a previous podcast were phenomenal. And apparently, they use all the Ran oils. And what's the name of the product there, Pitt? Get on the mic and say the name.
Or Astria Farms.
Yes. Astria Farms. Thank
you, Jen. Yeah, that was
incredible. If you could see it, I just couldn't see it from here, nor could I remember the name. I'm like, my bland ass, he's trying to show me the fucking bag, and I can't read it.
Yeah, they have these, like, HHC products.
They just taste so wonderful, and they use all the Ran oils, which is funny.
Yes, yeah, very healing.
Yeah, that being said, you guys, Jason McKnight, great story right there. Your brother for 20-plus possible years. Richie, CEO of Richie Rich Flower and Green Label RX. Now, did you bring the green, or did you bring the Richie Rich flower under the green label? Is that how this works? Or
yeah,
talk
so
to me about this. How did
so
you
So that's
in
a
the
collab
game?
That we both came up with a couple years ago, and to base the Richie Rich flower brand off, you know, it's more of a lifestyle brand that I wanted to create. So as my name, Richie, so I wanted to create that lifestyle for everyone and smoke the best, grown by the best, and, you know, here in Los Angeles, so
get a little closer to the mic, Richie, please.
Yeah, so that's where it came from the two of us, and so the whole Richie Rich flower, you know, going through all this struggle for the last 20 years, and going up and down, losing, and, you know, and we're finally at a winning platform, so. You know, Jason helped me a lot in this business also, and when we met 20 years ago, I actually met him going to join a fraternity, and I just got kicked out of Moorpark College. I was playing soccer there. I got caught smoking weed. I was playing soccer, so I was going to do a walk-on playing at Cal State Northridge. Jason was actually there playing football. Got a scholarship. I think that was the last year at Cal State Northridge where
they had a football program. Yes.
So my boy Reggie, we were close friends, and he was close friends with Jason. He's like, come on, join this frat. You don't have to go to CSUN yet, but you have to be enrolled. So I was about to be enrolled, and so I joined this fraternity. I meet Jason. He's
Lambda
man.
Lambda Lambda.
Yeah, Phi Delta Theta.
Okay.
In the midst of all that happening, I did get arrested for selling marijuana. And
While in college.
And so that took another left turn. You know, I got my real estate license at that time. You know, I was finishing college. So it was, you know, a lot of hits, you know, what I wanted to do with this business. And throughout the years, you know, I owned dispensaries. They got shut down by the city and stuff like that for not being the first 117th, you know, when that moratorium.
Or the other turn is legal, but, you know, yeah. I'll just cut you.
No, they're illegal. They're illegal.
I'm just saying, Richie. There's one word for it. Legal, too. I mean, yeah. you could call it what you want.
Yeah,
but
they're illegal. So
no, legal is the word. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they were all collected.
I don't know why they kept shutting my shit down.
The 12 times.
There's one word for it. It's called legal.
Just 12
times. It's not
times.
Legal. Yeah, just 12 times, Jason
this.
Points out. Yeah. Jason, I don't know why they keep shutting my shit down. Richie, your shit's not legal, dog. Let's go get legal.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny when it's that simple? Like, oh, fuck, you're right, right?
So, if it was only that simple.
Right? If it was only that simple. And now that you guys are fucking legal. Oh, by the way, folks, if you want to see the brand, it's at the Cookie Store. Just to correct.
Yeah,
the
this
beginning.
Saturday.
Which is a great
which
shop.
Launching at the
Hulk.
Cookie Store.
And which is
Congrats.
A big deal to be able for cookies That's to huge. Pull you guys in and say, okay, we want to do you guys and do you guys right and give you guys a launch in Los Angeles at a cookie store. How does that even come about?
Yeah, were you able to tap in with Burner? Like, how did that all come about?
I mean, for the most part, we've tapped in. We're the Cookie Blunt Factory. So we do manufacturing for cookies and some of their products.
Oh, so you guys are already doing work with them?
Yeah, we're doing a lot, man. We're
so you guys are behind the scenes doing all kinds of shit.
He's the Cookie Blunt Company. Yeah.
We do the Cookie Blunt Factory in at the Topanga gas station in Chatsworth.
Okay,
pull up. You can definitely come and see it. I invite you guys out to come check it out. But we do manufacturing, so we do manufacturing, cultivation. We do some distribution as well. When we first started trying to figure out how we were going to get through this whole legal thing, and I was able to get started. The first thing we did is we were like, let's work with other people. let's try to create this tribe, these relationships. That's what cannabis is, right? Being able to sit down with different people from different walks of life and really tap in with that. So we started doing green label, white label. We started doing white labeling for other brands. So in the process, it's kind of just organically grown into something much larger. And in that process, we were able to work with the Cookies brand, Burner. Shout out Burner. And from there, we do coffee and Kush. If you guys know Problem, that's one of the brands that we work heavily with. It's been that. And in the process, we're doing blunts, pre-rolls. We cultivate, we pheno hunt, we create. It's all about, we say culture, cultivation, and the cultivar. So that's the plant itself. And we're really trying to just be at the forefront, keeping the tradition of what we really, I got into it for the medicinal purposes.
What do you mean?
For what cannabis does for us.
For the healing.
And I point out my foot because I do it for injuries
just
too.
Just like you have that injury right there. I had multiple knee surgeries from playing football.
Hold on a second. Let me look at you. Hold on a second. No.
I'm looking right now.
I want to call your position. This is what I do. I look at guys and I call their position. You know what I'm saying? I want to look at you and say what you want.
Don't say nothing. Long time ago.
Don't say nothing. I'm going to call. I know you haven't played in a while, and I can see you added some LBs.
Which position is he?
No, I'm going to tell you what position he played. Okay, this is what I'm good at. I'm good at looking at a man because I played sports.
Hold on, let me take notes. Quarterback?
No, he was not a quarterback. Want me to tell you why he was not a quarterback?
Why?
Because he wasn't tall enough.
Let me tell you something. Jay Tapp knows. I was that quarterback that could run, could throw, and height's just one of the things that they try to stop you from.
Height's just held him back. Damn.
You ain't holding me back.
Damn. He's like, I played with an iron.
Quarterback? I should have.
Nah, I was almost trying to call you. I was about to say either a running back.
I played a little tailback.
That's what I was going to say, running back. I was going to say running back.
I went.
What'd you get your scholarship for?
Quarterback.
Wow.
Yeah, so
Jennifer. Just say that or what?
Jennifer, don't miss the dap I'm giving you. That was a good one.
Yeah.
That's good. Now you can eat a quarter pounder, dude.
Three.
Yeah.
Or Richie Rick. Or smoke a
quarter
pounder.
Now we're all sitting down playing the dozens together. That's, that's the fun. I just treat people like they're my boys. You know what I mean? Like right away, just jump in, like fucking attacking and having a good conversation. Because I was your left tackle.
There you go.
So I lost all the weight, dog. I was your left tackle. So if you were the quarterback, imagine how big I was. I was your 350-plus left tackle that was just smacking him down.
And I was a cheerleader.
There you go.
Exactly.
Good, good for you for losing that weight, though. That's, 350's tough.
It's a struggle every day, Richie. So I want to get – we're going to take a break real quick. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about these products. We know what this and that. But I want to hear about how the charisma relationship works out because that girl right there is like somebody I just cheer for forever, right? Like – I left Power 106. She started at Power 106. I've watched her grow. I've seen her.
DJ.
She's fucking sick. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We're going to hear about this relationship when we get back here. We'll be right back after this.
It's all about the collabs.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
You know, I want to mention Kelly FX, Full and Broad Spectrum, Hemp CBD, but Freddie has me so excited as we're talking off the show right now. I'm going to get back to this man right now. We're going to continue talking because we have a quarterback, an ex-fake cheerleader who is really a wrestling fucking hiding chick that probably wrestled by herself. We're going to get back to this whole off-camera conversation on mic. Kelly FX is Full and Broad Hemp Spectrum. I'm just kidding. Kelly FX, you guys, they have that broad and, of course, that great Spectrum hemp extracted product containing CBD, CBG, and some 1,300 other elements that are naturally derived substances from the hemp and plant. Check out their tinctures, waters, and topicals and vape collection. Go feel the effects with Kelly FX. KellyFX.com is the website. Plus, they're going to be at the biggest concert of the year. Of course, that's the Burning Trees Festival, August 27th in Adelanto, California. So many people on stage. CanExus.com is the site. CanExus.com. I find it so funny when we talk sports and this and that. And Freddie, it's just so cool that you do that off the mic and come here and say that, because Freddie Sage, you hear us talk about our lawyer all the time, is the best in the business, Fox firm. But it brings that out in people. And like you guys talking about that, like these old, and you ready for this? Takes me back to the TV show, I think it was The Wonder Year or whatever, with Al Bundy. I don't know, not The Wonder Year.
Oh,
but,
no, that's not
Al Bundy.
That was a good show.
But Al Bundy always talking when he was a football player, hey, when he was a kid, this and that.
Hey,
and we do
seven
that.
Seven touchdowns, one game.
And, right? And my point is, dog, Freddie just Al Bundy'd me.
Love and marriage.
Love and marriage, right? So Freddie comes up out of left field and fucking borderline threatens me, like, and goes, uh-huh, you know, I would have sacked it. And borderline threatens you, too, because he goes, and this is what it is, because he's a defensive end, and a defensive end mentality. You said quarterback, and he still wants to tackle you, right? So his mentality as a defensive end, it literally sparked it up in him, and he walks over here in between the show, you guys, and he goes, just to let you know, Joe, I would have ripped your shit apart and sacked his ass.
Yeah, he was talking shit.
Right? And the funny thing about this, you guys, we're all in our 40s, and I'm in my 50s.
I'm not in my 40s.
But I am. I'm just talking I'm talking about the men's testosterone that made Freddie walk over here and do that, and I loved it, Freddie. I loved it because we all still have that in us. It's so funny. And the stupid thing is, I'm like looking at Freddie, and I looked at my sides going, no. In my head, I imagined us doing a drill in the back, and I'm thinking, I'm trying to stop Freddie from tackling you. Like, I visualized it, us even trying to do it stupidly. And I almost go, if I had shoes on, could I try to block Freddie? Fuck, he's big. He might get me now. Like, are we going to go there? But this is funny about sports and life and what we do and we talk about things.
I wouldn't mess with Freddie.
Well, I'm so big in my head that I would, because I just want to get run over by him just to see it. You know what I mean? But quarterback tells me a lot about you, dog, because you're a leader. You're a man with a vision. You're a man that can see a receiver, a wideout, a running back, and a fullback coming back, and a linebacker blitzing on you. Therefore, you can see what your company's going through, too, and if the safety is wideout or blitzing. You're going to be able to see your company that way, and I commend you, because now that I know that you're a quarterback, I didn't know that before coming in there.
He's the man with the plan.
And my point is, exactly, when you're looking at companies that are doing things, I love that a company has a quarterback leading it. And for those who don't know about this quarterback and what I'm seeing, I don't know this fucking dude from Adam. I just met you right now, player, on the stage. Right? Never met you. Period. And this is what I'm feeling and seeing about you and your company that I want the audience to know. But what else I see personally about folks, and I already feel his vibe and can tell he gets down. Why? Because he fucks with somebody like Charisma. How
Charisma.
Does this happen? So see how I upped you and how I'm upping you?
Man.
Why? Because you fucks with my little sister, Charisma.
Charisma, baby.
Like, Charisma and I are cool, but like we don't have that, but we both did the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, I left and she's there. I spiritually look after her, pray for her. Like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, you know, she's the young one that came after me. Yeah. So how did this great relationship that I'm just admiring, and matter of fact, she DJ'd at Butter for us, that I called her and I go, Charisma, I want you to come out and fuck with this Butter event. And I plugged that in.
That's her hometown.
That's
because
it.
She's from out here too. So I fucks with the Charisma. You know what I mean? Yeah, and that's, man, like, I called her like, you, I want you to do this. So how did you guys make this happen?
How did that collab come about?
Yeah, you know, it's what we've been talking about. It's relationships, right?
Yeah. Good relationships.
You know, Crime City. If you don't know Crime City, Crime City's my guy. He's the one that introduced Charisma to us.
Crime City Films. At Crime City Films.
Yeah, that's that guy. He's someone that's been on my side and the Green Label fam since day one. And he came to us and he was like, listen, man, I think Charisma can work with you guys. She wants to do this. And the rest was history. You know, we came together. She obviously, you know, she felt our vibe. We feel her. She's a legend here in L.A. Female, woman, like, powerful. You know, we believe in that.
Yeah, women and weed.
We believe in that, you know, for sure. And it just has been a natural fit. Being able to utilize her platform to really get her brand out there. It's been amazing. And obviously, we go back to the culture, cannabis, with the music scene. Hip hop, you know, we're smoking. That's what they do in that scene. So it was just exactly what we do every day. So to us to work with Charisma and then start putting out products for her, and it's just been beautiful, man. We're so blessed.
How is she with the products? Is she hands on terpy picking?
Yeah, hands on.
I mean, hands on.
What is she? I mean, as your growers and doing that. I mean, yeah. Does she come from the growing side too, or did you guys lace her up? How does that really?
Yeah, is it some of her favorite strains?
We lace her up. She came and looked at all our strains, and she told us what she loves, and we pretty much gave her a lineup, and she handpicked that, and. And that's the strain that's out for her. You know, he can tell you about it.
Well, the good thing is, let her know, which I could call her too, but I want her on the show now. I didn't realize she had her own fucking strain.
That's a must. You have to have her over here.
So I didn't even know that to where when I called her before, I didn't know. So, yeah. You know, my ignorance is my problem, and I let her know. I'm sorry. I'll let her know. But please.
Now you know.
Well, and be the CEO of the company, you bring her with her. You come again with her.
Yeah.
So that I can just interview you with her and just bring it in the proper way of, you know, how the game should be done.
So you know, Charisma, we're moving along. We work with Problem. You know, if you're from LA, you know who Problem is.
Dope.
That's Compton.
He's doing it at the event. Isn't he with us at the fucking, isn't he Brain Tree?
You know, he probably wrote a lot of those songs that are up there with them people.
Such a talented songwriter.
But he's definitely been a blessing as well to work with. We work with, Xavier Wolf. If you know Xavier Wolf, you understand his following out here in pretty much across the entire United States. So a lot of what we do, a lot of collaboration. We love to work with other people. And I think we have a really dope lineup right now of artists working with some ex-professional athletes here in the very near future. So we have some new stuff about to drop. But Charisma, I mean, she's the one that made it all happen in terms of like really getting out there.
Does
and working
she smoke
with that
sativa?
Community.
Because she's
nah,
like
she,
up.
Charisma, she's L.A., Orange County, but that's OG, baby.
Yeah, OG.
That's what she likes. That's what I'm smoking right now. But
you're smoking the Charisma right now?
This is some OG right now that we're smoking, but the Charisma is a combination of that with some other new things that we got going on, genetic-wise. But she likes that indica, heavy indica, you know.
And what is her bag? Because this looks like an ounce
that's
bag.
Check her bag out. That's a QP bag.
I mean, geez, yeah. It's,
you know, it's
that's
that artwork
a
is
bag.
The artwork is amazing on it. That artist that did that works with Chris Brown as well.
I love it.
On some of their on some of his artwork. But you know, that's Charisma
very
style
sleek,
right there.
Exactly.
Very sexy.
Very charismatic.
But if you look closely at it, you'll see what's you know, you got the you're on the pool, laxing, chilling. Very Southern California right there.
It's vibey as shit.
Yeah, it's a dope vibe. I love it.
I like it. Pull it out and put it up there in front for the camera too. So
she has such great energy. So I was just always wondering what, you know, Charisma was smoking.
She's a really hard worker. I mean, she really works
that
like
right
all
there.
Day and DJs all day. So I got to give it up to her.
Okay. Is this her flower right here?
We're rolling blunts of that right there. That's a... Yeah.
This is a used bag.
That's our blunt rolling.
That was my personal bag.
Oh, it's a used, okay, yeah. I'm like, this,
that was my personal Charisma bag.
Filled it up.
This looks personal.
Filled it up.
This looks great to just, let me put this in a grinder right here. This is like perfectly ready to be rolled.
That's what we're doing with it.
It's like that, like, okay, this is a cared bag. This is the type of weed, folks, when you look at it, you go, oh, this is somebody's bag. Why? Because it's just the little. You can do it with your hand or put it in a thing. Either one, I can do it quickly.
Let me try.
Isn't that funny?
I know, because like I've been smoking forever, right? And the funny thing is, you ready for this? I ain't smoked a joint in 24 fucking years, and I looked at that and said that. I ain't smoked a joint in 24 years I've been sober. And I can look at this and know, oh, this is someone's bag.
Wow, I haven't
this
looks smoked exactly the blunt in 24
like
seconds.
Like, oh, I know exactly what this is right here. Makes me want to roll one. Oh, it smells lovely,
that's
too.
Let's roll one, Joe.
Oh, I rolled tons of blunts. I'll fucking chop a line up.
Wow. Whoa.
Don't get me started, player.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. Oh, I'm trying to go home.
Oh, hold on a second. Is the mic on? My bad. I thought we'd just trust you.
We got your strain, Perico.
Yeah, right?
We got you. Don't worry.
Hey, hands down. I've been sober 24 years. I'm like the guy. Were you down? You down, Joe?
Yep.
Joe's with it.
For what? Whatever.
Let's go.
Want to go to Vegas today?
See ya.
Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. That was me. So it's like, that's why I go, oh, man, I've been sober 24 years. I can't get down like that. I get crazy. I want to do the high five.
But you like CBD, though.
Do you really like
CBD?
Dude, here's the craziest part, as you say, do you really? For my story, I got reintroduced to cannabis. I started smoking weed when I was six. 6 years old to 26 is when I smoked cannabis.
6 years old?
6 years old, okay? From I was 6 years old to 26 is when I smoked. I started working in entertainment when I was 22, too, so I partied hard with the rock. I did lines with fucking, I had partied hard. With a lot of fucking famous people, okay?
I love it.
Joe Flacco.
You know what I'm saying?
Joe Flacco.
Hey, bottom line is this. I'll show you a picture of me and Biggie smoking blunts together. Woo! How about that?
Were you hanging out with Charlie Sheen?
Yes. So, like,
you
that type of shit.
You kind of look like you hang out with Charlie Sheen.
So my point to that is, though, I got introduced to CBD because I hurt my hips. I had two hip surgeries, and I had a bad ankle. So therefore, somebody started giving me some CBD. I started learning about the show and this and that. And then I was like, fuck, this is helping me. My pain level's at an 8. I'm at like a 6, 7, 5 now. So then I started ingesting more CBD only because I wouldn't do the over 0.0. Even for me to be quite honest with you, Jay, I wouldn't do even 0.03 yet because I was so programmed. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm a chip-wearing motherfucker. And if you know what I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a hardcore.
That's my pops.
You feel me? So like, that's what I mean. If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. So for me to even do the fucking 0.03 was like, this is medicine, right? And now, I shoot it up Black Tar style. No, I'm just kidding. Now,
Yo, Flacco crazy.
But now I'll hit the pin.
He said Black Tar lines, whatever. What's going on, man?
Just to show you who your boy is. Just to show you who your boy is.
I only smoke weed, America.
But you know your boy. Yeah. And those who listen know. If you don't know, you don't know. That's great. But if you do, like Jay, I could say these things to him, and he knows.
No, we know.
And we know. And those who know, know. So I just give you that game so that you know what I'm talking about. And I could talk to you that way. And I love it, folks, because this is the type of game that is sold and not told. Because if you don't know, then you got to pay for that shit. How you pay for that? Go to prison. Live the life.
It's called life, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit, get some.
If you don't understand our lingo, then you ain't lived our lives.
Yeah, right.
And that being said, folks, it's now time for the high five because I tell you, that's why I know we connect. Me, Jason, and Richie, we're brothers from another mother. Jennifer, it's great to have you up here. This is the first time, maybe not the last time, but it's a great time. So thank you for being here.
It's been amazing.
That being said, the high five with Jason McKnight, CEO of Green Label RX, and Richie DelFelice, the CEO of Richie Rich Flower. Right there by Green Label RX. We'll go Jason and then Richie. Just because we're in line that way, it'll be the same exact question. Question number one, how old were you the first time, Jason, that you smoked cannabis, and where'd you get it from?
Man.
Where'd you get it from?
I was in the fifth grade. My pops left a joint on the porch, and being a curious kid that I was, I lit it up. That was the first time. And then when I really started to really smoke is after I had some injuries playing football. You know how the grind is with sports, highs and lows.
Knee comes out
first.
Yeah,
man. So, you know, I smoked a joint with one of my friends, and the rest was history from there. Like, it was the medicine that I needed.
Isn't that funny to find it that way?
Wow,
so
I have
great.
A similar story. I found my mom's weed in her closet. I smelled something. I was like, what is this smell? And I started to search through her closet, and I found it in this luggage.
She said there was a skunk in there.
Yeah. I was like, what is that?
Your mom was smoking weed like that, too?
Yeah, my mom was smoking weed like that.
Mom. Okay, mom.
And it was in her luggage.
Like that.
Go. Mom's over there. No, I wasn't. Laheim, liar.
J-Tap's mom's with the business.
What about you, Richie?
The first time I smoked weed, I remember this day very well. So I was with my friend Angel Berlanga. I had a black belt. I was 12 years old. I already did martial arts. And I got a black belt with this guy. He probably was like...
Say that in the mic so everybody can hear your black belt show
so
off.
So I got a black belt. I have a black belt in Tung Su Do, blue belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Drop it like it's hot. What else? Anything else?
Yeah, I got a couple other things too.
Like what? Because you know what? Because we might have to go...
I got a black belt in Hawaiian Hapkido. Yeah.
So guess what? I don't got no belts except the belt that I have on, but I did go to Brazil with Frank Shamrock in UFC 7 and carried his belts in the ring. And trained with Frank Shamrock and Kung Lee's and all these guys. So
shout out to Romulo.
Exactly. So my point is, I respect
Professor
your hustle.
Larry.
I respect
got
the workout. It's the best ever.
Best workout ever.
Ever.
6 a.m. club, Northridge.
Look at you. Represent.
Pull up.
Lose
so
some weight.
Going back to the story, Angel Berlanga, he was a black belt. He was 16 years old. He invited me to this beach trip with his church.
So I said, Malibu Beach?
They had a church smokeout.
Yeah, so my mom was already super strict, you know, a Bolivian lady raised Italian by Italian, so... it was different. Everything was no. And then finally I got to go to this thing.
Put lamb in the meatballs.
I got to go to this thing. Angel was like, have you smoked weed before? And I was like, yes. I swear to God.
Peer pressure
to this day. Best day of my life. I swear this joint that he pulled out must have been one of those like Cheech and Chong joints. So to this day, I still remember it being like a
he was
long.
Like the weed angel.
Yeah. And the crazier part is like he
it
pulled
wasn't
up
a joint.
little angel dust. No. But no, it was a joint. It was a joint. He pulled up in his Volkswagen. We smoked out, went on this beach trip.
Volkswagen.
Yeah. Yeah, he pulled up in his Volkswagen van, the craziest thing. And then...
fucking Scooby-Doo comes out and shit. The fucking Scooby-Doo van.
Hotboxed it. We pulled up to the church. We got out of the car. The bus was waiting for us. You know, the only reason why I remember this day, because I remember that joint the whole time, we went to the beach, and we all went swimming past the pier, and... there's this girl that swam past the pier. Everybody left her, and so she was drowning. So I saved her that day. So
shut your fucking mouth.
High, motherfuckers.
High too. Thanks to weed and martial arts and sports.
You just made my smile get all serious.
I just saved her.
Richie Rich.
Richie Rich. Blah, August 6th.
Richie Rich, you jumped in there like Aquaman.
Lifeguard
so
skills.
All these, we all swam out, and everybody left. I was like, oh shit, this girl's back there. And don't get me wrong, I'm 12 years old. She's beautiful.
That was when Baywatch was happening,
I said, I'm
going to
go save this girl.
You had red shorts on, too.
Yeah, red shorts, you know, 818 shorts.
Like a mermaid.
So I swam back. I swam back. And I grabbed her, and I said, get on me. Let's go. And I swam back. But and then,
see,
you
Rich
know,
is a leader, too, baby.
Yeah. No, he's a lifesaver. That's a great dude.
Yeah.
That first story is one of the funnest, best stories I've ever heard.
Every detail. Yeah.
Pitt.
That was one of the best
number one stories. Like that was you just took me down a lane where I was just like, wow.
Bro.
And he knew every detail.
Sickest first time smoking.
That was no. And now
I'll never forget that.
And then
day
the
in my
first
life.
Time story goes to saving a life.
And then we and
Who's
then
first
and then
time
we,
smoking weed stories ends with saving a life.
And damn. Then we started macking, so that was the best part. You know, the other
hold
day.
On.
Did you hit?
Hold on, did you hit?
I was
12. No, you're 12.
I was 12.
We was hey, as long as you hold their hand, that's good at 12. If I held their hand,
he got a kiss for sure.
Oh, crazy. We got back to the church. She came back to the church, and I got out the van, so we were kissing, and then I guess we were like 3 hours late, and my mom was waiting for to pick me up, and she caught me kissing this girl, started yelling at me, embarrassed me the whole time.
You got high.
What an amazing
life,
man.
Yelled at.
Best day.
Chapter
best day.
9.
You did it all.
Up with us.
All
we're writing books over here.
Yeah. Never say
came up with Richie Rich Flower.
Anything.
Now we're launching August 6th.
And if you ever think life is dull in the valley...
Yeah.
Come hang
Don't
out with some
get
real
it
valley
twisted.
Cats.
It's funny because when I moved out here from the Bay, I moved to the Valley. I was Glendale, and it was just, you know, that whole valley.
What part of the Bay?
San Jose, east side.
All right.
James
Lake
High School.
I lived up in Northern California for a few minutes.
Where at?
I was up in Clear Lake.
Okay.
You
up
know?
There, that? Yeah, I know
yeah,
that area.
Deep.
Yes. Okay, question number two of the high five. What is your favorite way to use cannabis?
Oh, man. I do a lot of dabs. A lot.
Dab King.
Yeah, so I like fresh.
So are you going to make your own product soon?
Well, yeah, we're doing some fresh frozen, some pressing. I like that high quality, heavy terp, tasty products. You know, clean, something that we can do that I know everyone will enjoy it. And that's what I like to do. I like
everything you described, Jason. I'm looking for a pin like that I can hit for my pain. That can get me.
We're gonna get you right.
Yeah. You know what? You know
we have that in the works.
You ready for this? I want you. I don't ask people to do many things, but I like your vibe and what you guys are doing. I want you guys to get me something like drug for my pain. Try this, because I do the CBD all the time.
Listen,
but I need something with a little more.
We have a rub too. We're gonna give you as well. That I think will help. We have some athletes, some professional athletes, some Hall of Famers that are working with us on this, and we're gonna have a product very soon. You're gonna enjoy it.
I can't wait, because guess what? My ankle's on fucking fire right now, and Jennifer just rubbed it. And she not only did that, it was so wonderful of a woman she is. Shout out to the company. What was the name of the company that you gave me?
It was Habit.
Habit. This company, she's rubbing it, and right now I feel this glaze around. It feels good, but it also exfoliated my ankle at the same time, and my scar. Just giving you guys some tidbits of what we did that on this other cream. It exfoliated my scar, and all my skin was coming off of my scar.
I had to wash my hands before I got on the show.
And she did that right before she came on. That's why, well, she was rubbing my ankle. I literally looked at her and go, you know what? Like, you're just showing me so much agape love. Is that not exactly what I said to you? I want you to come on the show with me and come sit next to me and do the show, because that's you just awesome. Got done.
She earned her seat at the table.
You feel me, dog? Like she literally was caring for me and loving me, like, as a real person on some, like, I can leave or so. And she rubbed me with the cream that you guys are talking about. So the creams.
There you go.
One of the things in the cream that we use, it exfoliated my scar.
Yeah, so it promotes circulation on a cellular level. It's getting into his ankle. It's helping his pain.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah,
that's some high level.
And I'm just giving you that inside info of what we did. And so as you guys are coming out with
that. And that's how I got this seat on the show.
That's not how she got it. It was the demo I looked at.
Go get her.
Yeah. Go look at her real online and you'll see what a real go-getter is.
You can work with us, J-Tap.
Yeah, J-Tap done tapped all A-list cats in the microphone. What is about you, Richie? What is your favorite way to use cannabis?
Well, right here I'm smoking a blunt, so I like to smoke just flower. You know, I like to roll up a blunt or a joint.
The Richie Rich.
The Richie Rich blunt. So you'll get that at the stores also August 6th at the Cookie Store.
So go get your
rolling out with the 8th and the blunt that day. Four to six. Then from 7 to close at Cantina Way in Canoga
Tacos
Park.
Way.
My boy Tacos Way. Big influence in the Spanish community. Helps out the Spanish community. Also, he was giving away backpacks today in L.A. So doing big things also.
He's a real one.
Yeah.
I love
coming out soon with La Toxica.
Come to come over here and bring some fucking tacos over here soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We
want to have it Tacos Way.
Let's go. Tacos Way at the campus of Cannabis Talk 101. Question number 3. Jason McKnight.
Yes.
Craziest place you ever used cannabis or smoked?
Oh, craziest? Jeez. I've smoked everywhere, so I don't even know. Like
L.A. County?
Nah, I wasn't smoking that shit. If you know, you know.
You know?
I've witnessed it, and I was really not.
I'm not
smoking that wasn't
that
the business.
Shit.
That's not
literally.
It. That's not it, literally, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, craziest place?
Yeah, craziest place.
Fuck. I'm not that crazy.
I mean, hitting a pin on a plane is still crazy.
Well, I would see. I'm not even.
You don't even do that.
I'm like, no, I've never been that guy that's willing to take that risk.
Right. Motherfucker, hold on a second.
It has to be calculated, man.
Jason,
I gotta get paid.
Jason, you had fucking grows and illegal shops. You are that guy. Sorry.
But that's what I'm trying
to say. You mean you're not that guy anymore?
It's about, you know, there's value to that, right? You're gonna take risk versus reward. Like,
fairness.
Me getting clout for smoking on a plane wasn't worth the reward.
No, how about this? It's worth the anxiety, though, if you need to hit it for medicine.
I definitely do the dab in the airport parking lot before I come in. And,
that's crazy enough. That's good.
I did that just yesterday, flying out to Oakland.
You're in and out.
I did that right before I came here. Definitely craziest place. I'd have to think about that.
So far, he said a parking lot.
No, I'm just like, maybe the coolest places.
Let me explain something to you, everybody listening.
I smoked
especially
that Staples Center.
How about this?
What about that, yo?
Staples is crazy, but I'm going to stay with your first one because listen what. You get caught smoking in that fucking parking lot at the fuck airport, you go to prison. You go to jail.
Well, hey, I didn't do that. I'm just playing. Hey,
no. My point.
Oh, man.
You didn't do that.
Hey, no, my point is, Jay, your mind's right. It is crazy.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. What about you, Richie?
You know, I don't know about the craziest place, but the craziest place where I took weed was, you know, out of this country with me.
In Mexico. I was in Mexico smoking weed. That was the craziest place. Now I remember.
Yeah, I brought all the blunts
with me. Shit was crazy.
Yeah, I brought all my blunts with me.
Straight to Mexico? Both of you guys were together then?
Oh, man, I brought them to Guadalajara, and that shit was scary as fuck. I had all these pens in my pocket. I just threw them out. I just threw out the vape pens because I didn't want to get caught with the
pressure
vape
pens. Pressure was too much.
Yeah, I got caught with some weed in Mexico.
Anxiety. They tried to take me to jail in Mexico for some weed.
Yeah,
I had weed and a chick on the beach, and I had to pay him off for the chick on the beach. They just threw my weed away.
Yeah, give me the $250.
Isn't that what they do? They sell it to you, and then they snitch you out right away. Motherfuckers,
so shady.
Man, Eddie got caught at the border the other day going to Papa's and beer.
Eddie, crime city, don't play.
Little piece of blunt cost him like $250.
Oh, they hit you every time. That's a good crazy place. You're right.
That didn't happen, Eddie. We're just playing.
Flying to Guadalajara for a wedding with the blunts was a little. I had anxiety, but when I made it. I was like happy.
So excited.
Question number four of the high five with these cats right here. What's your go-to munchies after you get high, Jason?
Man, I really like...
Quarterback crunch? Cereal?
Nah, man. That'd be great. I like to eat like a real meal.
Oh, really? Steak and...
I like tacos.
Pasta?
I always hit up the little pasta taco spot on the way home.
Are you a crunchy taco or a street taco? Nah,
I like that. What do they call that? Maria with the little.
The moletas.
Oh, that red. The moletas.
Oh, the real.
So random. I just started having those recently.
They're fire. That's Taco's way.
Yeah. Oh, really?
He makes the best.
Birria.
Birria, that's bomb. It. Birria. Yeah, red sauce. Birria. Birria.
The consomme is super bomb.
That's a good go.
Consomme is what I call it.
I could take one of those right now. What about you, Richie?
I would say, something sweet. Anything sweet.
Something sweet.
Chocolate for sure.
But you'll also do like a salt, or not a salted. Would you salted caramel, or do you do gummy bears? I do salted caramel.
I love gummy bears. Starburst.
So you're just a fat bastard at heart.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay. That's
because maybe some fettuccine Alfredo.
I'm all about pasta.
Well, yeah.
Little truffles on top.
Everything that you're saying is lovely for me, and you know I was 350, so I say, oh, that's you're a fat bastard.
Yeah.
With respect. Question number four. Or excuse me, that was question number four. Question number five with a high five. Jason McKnight and Richie DeFelice, it's been a great time, but this one could always get as deep as you like. But if you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Dead or alive? Is that Bon Jovi?
I would say Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix.
Is that you,
hey, bro. You,
why Jimi? Why Jimi for you?
Like, growing up in my household, we listened to pirate radio. And, you know, all these rock stars and all these records we used to listen to. And Jimi Hendrix was my favorite. And I think he's the coolest. I would love to smoke weed at... What is it? What's that big concert you did a long time ago?
Out there in New York.
Yeah.
What was that called? Woodstock.
Woodstock. I would love to smoke weed with him in Woodstock. That would be so amazing.
That's why you're with
dead. But alive would be my father. I would love to have a... He's still alive, but he's like, he's not in good health right now.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So, but it's been like that for, you know, I would say 20 years. So my mom's been taking care of him because he did get really sick like 20 years ago, and he had a triple heart attack when he was like 53 and never was the same. So I was like 13 years old or 12 years old at the time when that happened. So I would say having a drink and a blunt with my dad would be the coolest.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
I would love to do that with my son. You know, like he's 12 right now. So.
Wow.
That's dope. Hopefully the Lord helps that Richie, and maybe that happens. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. God willing. What about you, Jay? You got something?
Oh, man. It was really like, I would say like Snoop. I would like to smoke with Snoop.
I smoke with Snoop.
Like, for real smoke with him. Like, just because, like, that Chronic, when it came out, that was what really got me going into, like, just the culture of cannabis. And
he's such an icon.
He's the realest.
He's the coolest.
He's the coolest person ever. Man, to be his age, still being he's just the OG. And I think that would be great. I would love to do that. So Snoop, if you fuck with me, dog, let's go.
We're gonna start doing more stuff with him here. I was literally just finding a bunch of footage that I have with him. It's so funny. I can't wait for you to play it on the show here for everybody.
Let's see it in the vault.
Like literally, you guys are going to say, I literally just grabbed it the other day. Like I can grab it so quickly too because I put it on my phone because I'm such an old man that I don't realize all the things that I can do with my phone yet because I'm that guy that just turned 50. And then I realized going, oh my God, I can make a playlist on my phone and have like a Joe Grande show off thing of all the stupid shit I've done, right? But I never thought about doing that. And I just recently did it. And now, let's see.
106 Big Boys Neighborhood, it is going down. What's the score right now, man? 18.
Still looking at this site. Can you guys hear it?
Mm-hmm. I can hear it. Yeah.
See a problem with this Xbox game.
See, and my point is, it's me and fucking Snoop Dogg playing video games together, dog. It's just like the whole audio of it. We're playing NBA
That's
Live epic. And all this funny
That's
stuff.
That's kind
of
when you would
That's
smoke
dope.
Some weed.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just funny that you say that because it's like, and then I've been in rooms with him and like the Wash movie premiere, and me, him, Dr. Dre, and the Bishop, Don Magic Wand. And he's just such a great dude. And it's just so funny to say, like what you said, he's been doing it for so long and he's become that iconic God, him and Be Real,
yeah,
right?
That's
and they've
true.
Been doing it for so long that it's just like so many people's dreams would be to smoke weed with these dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, and they've earned it. And for every reason yeah. that every reason everybody has. Because even people listening to this show are now going, fuck yeah, Snoop's one of those just...
I couldn't drive after
I used to pay to get in Rainbow Room to go smoke with those guys. I would just put as much weed in my pocket so everybody could smell it so I can go go onto that patio at the Rainbow Room so I can start smoking. Everybody's, what you smoking on? I'm smoking on that OG. And then, you know, that's how it got passed around. That's how I smoked with Snoop and Magic Don Juan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I was like 21.
Big Pippin. Oh, okay. Magic Don Juan.
Yeah, I got my player's card. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Player.
That's that is cool. So, you used to stalk funny. Snoop? You would like.
Oh,
I didn't stalk Snoop. Jay, you know, I was 21 years old and, you know, going to all those clubs,
yeah,
Rainbow Room.
When you
want to smoke weed, you want to smoke weed on a lounge, you got to go to Rainbow Room.
It's now, facts.
If you
and
know Rainbow
that,
Room, LA.
And not only that, what I call that, Richie, is just game. Because for a young 21 year old player to understand the game, like, you got your partner over here telling you he wants to smoke with somebody that your 21-year-old ass already pimped himself in there with. And you just showed the game of how you pimped. So you young players out there that want to learn the game, Richie Rich just broke down the game for you that worked for him. And I try to tell and, like, try to teach folks this more as I'm getting older because, like, what you just said was a life lesson there that could have been thrown away. If you just heard his words. But folks, if you listen to the lesson that I hear, that I just witnessed, that isn't even a fucking joke. In my book, it's a player stamp. That's a blue check that motherfucker was official at 21 before his IG. If he's not, if he is, it don't matter.
No,
he was official
IG,
at
no
21.
Cameras.
Richie Rich been
me?
Drawing a play.
Hey, Rich, you've been checkmarked since 21 because of that. And that's what I'm saying. It's shit like that in people's lives and books that people don't realize. Because people's dreams were manifested by Richie Rich's
that's
actions
right.
at 21.
Tell them, man. Tell them.
And that's what I recognize.
All kinds of stories.
No, and we'll go out and smoke cigars and hang out and do this. And I too share these things and things that have happened because I recognize the game. And I salute you and say, good job, young man.
For looking out.
For doing that at 21. How about this? I get at cats that get at me, and I go, good job, young man. I made a phone call the other day. I said, good job. And he goes, what you mean? I go, you got my attention. And
that's
he's
right.
a young
go.
Man. I go, good job. Why? Because you got it. And now Pitt didn't like when he got my Oh, I love going on side personal notes in this room, you guys. That all... It's been great having you guys on here. Jennifer, thank you for joining us as well. Jason, Richie,
thank
is there
you,
anything
you.
That we missed that you guys want to talk about your companies that we forgot to mention with Green Label RX? Once again, Cookie Store, it's going down there. You're probably going to be able to find that product at this Cookie Store. Is there any other products that we're going to be able to find at any other locations yet?
Well, first, we're in a few different locations other than just the Cookie Store, but Van Nuys, we're in some Stizzy stores. We're... A whole list. I'd check, you know, tap in at social
Butters,
media, IG.
Okay.
Yeah. Green Label RX. You'll see where we're at. Follow us there. But, you know, we're opening our first store here. We're about to open our first dispensary in Echo Park. So,
orale, pues.
That's a great location.
Park Homes.
Hey, how about this, though? Why every time you say Echo Park, we got to do that?
I don't know.
It's because that's
it's like the palm trees. Hey, the palm
like
trees.
Front of
Vivida loca.
I mean, it's like you hear Echo Park, my instant fucking. So, you're not from LA, right? And neither am I, but I'm
from Jersey.
The Bay. But my point is, what I just did is a local thing. Mm. And, like, am I wrong? Like, it's like...
That's 100%. Like an L.A. thing?
Oh, it's just an L.A. Park. L.A., but you got to know the valley is in L.A. Like, órale, pues, Echo Park, huh?
So, we're doing it there, man. So that'll be the next thing that's coming up for
the
Green Label family.
Congratulations.
Thank
that's
you, man.
Huge.
Where's it at? Where's it going to be?
It's on Echo Park.
Echo Park Avenue.
Yeah, so we're...
Right there on the spot, man. We're
doing it.
Down the street from the lake.
You're doing it.
Right by Dodger Stadium.
And here's the best part about
that.
It's getting so de-gentrified. It's becoming that area, right?
That's for sure.
Where, because... And when I say that area, for folks that are listening to this around the world, Echo Park, if you know your streets from the ground up in Southern California, Echo Park was not a joke area. That lake, that park, it was no joke. You don't go there past 9 p.m. period. You ain't going around there. They just had a re-cleanup of that area where they're picking up syringes. Like, they turned that whole area around by Dodger Stadium. So for you guys to jump in there now, knowing what they're doing to that area, how they're converting it over to all, they already have all the new different style coffee shops and this and that. It is so smart for you to jump in the game. Congratulations.
Thank you. Extremely blessed, man. Extremely blessed.
Because it's not there yet, but it's about like Echo Park. It's about to go pinky up Echo Park, right? It used to be down like Four Flats Echo Park.
Yeah, for sure. We're trying to keep it in the middle, man.
Are there dispensaries there as well?
What's that?
Are there other dispensaries there as well?
Other shop in the area, but not on Echo Park. We're to be the first and only on Echo Park.
Like you said, it's all hills and it's kind of
weird. If you've been to Echo Park, it's old school.
Peaks and valleys.
Yeah, for sure.
It's peaks and valleys and neighborhoods and certain corners you don't want to turn to at certain times.
You get stuck in there if you don't know where you're going.
And then you get stuck and you get questioned. Like, what you doing in this neighborhood? It's one of those areas, too. You know what I mean? Like, because if you go into an area in Echo Park, because of the peaks and valleys, sometimes you go in an area where, like, they don't notice the cars.
So now you can be like, I'm selling weed.
It's a neighborhood. It's a neighborhood. It's a good L.A. neighborhood.
We want to work with the locals, man. Our goal is to have that relationship with the people that are there.
Yeah,
so if you're
you're
from the old times, pull up, man. We want to work with you because we respect what you guys have done. The people that are still there, there's very few, but...
You know who my boy who lives there, which you may know him or may not, but he's a gentleman that also works at Power 106, is Felly Fell. James.
Right. Old school Echo Park guy.
He lives in Echo Park. I go to his house right there on the hill. He had a house right there on the hill right by Dodger Stadium, and I was just over there last 4th of July, I think, yeah. Not this past one, but the one before. So, so I got to tap in with you guys with him, too. Make a little relationship. I think
that'd
you
be a
guys
good collab.
I don't think you'd do a brand, but just to hang out and do something.
Relationships.
So exactly. Just relate. That's what I mean. These relationships. You already know Charisma. That's what I'm saying. Felly's my. I used to work with him too. Yeah. And you guys are going to go into a place like that. It just makes sense for Felly to be knowing who you guys are.
Definitely.
You know what I mean,
I
don't even think he really smokes too much cannabis, to be honest with you. But he uses creams and CBDs and stuff.
Oh, there we go.
Just let's talk.
But relationships is what it comes down
to.
And I'm going to make that relationship happen once you
appreciate
guys open that shop there.
Appreciate you.
And do that. So anything else, though? You got a new shop coming. You got new draws coming.
We got that Shorty about to drop. If you know who Shorty is, we're doing a collaboration with Shorty.
I don't. What's that? Who is that?
He's another artist. He comes out of Baltimore, Maryland. He's
classic music, hip hop.
Nah, man, he's the new rap. He's that new hook. He's the new hook.
He's the new Nate Dogg.
He's the new.
Are you
Nate,
giving him the name?
I'm not gonna say
don't
he's
say
the new
hook. If
but
you don't, say
but
it.
He's coming with it. He's got a lot of. That's what he's focused.
Like a Nate Dogg.
He's got style. He's got Nate Dogg's
he's
Nate Dogg, man.
Don't say hook. When you say hook, you gotta throw Nate Dogg in the terms.
He's the hook, man.
Okay. I'm just saying,
Shorty,
Nate Dogg,
up and coming. He's got style. He has his own style, unlike anyone else I've ever really listened to.
So you guys are pushing music too?
Well,
are you just a promoter?
It's a lifestyle, man.
Hold on. So that being said, lifestyle.
They said
are
at
you
the same
got,
time?
No.
Too.
And that was very well coordinated, by the way. It goes hand in hand with your matching shirts. Do you guys are pushing, as you say, lifestyle? Are you guys managing artists though as well? Or are they
no,
already coming
we're,
with
not,
their
we're not at that point. We do the cannabis
side. Okay, just
side,
cannabis only. Then
our goal, to be honest with you, is we're trying to be multi-state operators. So we're developing these brands. We're working with these people, not just to do this business here in California.
Right.
But we're going east. You know, we're going to hit Arizona. We're going to hit New Jersey.
World tour.
We already got New Jersey. New Jersey's locked in right now. We're trying to open up and really take this thing. This is all about legacy for me.
Why Jersey?
For me, what my kids went through, they get to eat off this.
Hell yeah.
You know? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So
but why Jersey?
That's what we're
they
trying to do.
Up, first.
Jersey opened up first? That's where you guys want to go there?
You know, we just want to get these brands out there, and the only way to do that, because of the legality, you have to actually go and open up in each state, you know? So that's the goal.
Well, the goal is on its way. Green Label RX is the company. Jason McKnight, it's a pleasure. Richie Del Felice, that Richie Rich flower. Go check it out at Green Label RX. Go to their website, or of course, find a dispensary if you're in California that has it. They're going to be at the Cookies this Saturday from 4 to 6. Go out there and slap hands with them. They're very lovely men, very personable, as you just heard. And maybe they'll just sit there and smoke a joint with you. You know what I mean? Smoke a blunt. I mean,
their flower is amazing.
We got the tour bus ready in front and at the Cookies. So if you're lucky, you get to come in.
Ah.
Some stuff.
You got giveaways. We're going to do giveaways.
Are you taking our tour bus? When you said the tour, you got your own tour bus?
Man, you can bring yours too.
You can bring yours too. I got the Tacos Way tour bus coming up. I got our
have you seen our Cannabis Talk 101
bus?
Yeah,
I've seen it before.
It's pretty cool.
I thought we were going to put it out there. That's why I said we had the bus. I was like, I didn't know we were having the bus.
Man, if you bring it, you know.
You bring it, there's space.
Dog, that's real simple. Just send the check and we'll send it. Here we go.
There you go.
It's real easy. It's real easy, dog. I'm just, give me your card. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
What they say, I got five on it.
You know what I'm saying? A little bit more than that. It's Cannabis Talk 101. If no one else loves you,
we love you.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.